This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Governor John Bel Edwards says Louisiana will have to do some picking up after Harvey, but
things are not as bad as had been forecasted, and so we're very thankful for that. But Mother Nature obviously can sometimes throw at you more than you can handle. That's what's happened in Texas, and so the need is right across the border.
Edwards says state wildlife and fisheries agents continue to work alongside their Texas counterparts doing flood rescues, and the state is offering shelter space for 3,400 Texans in Shreveport should Texas need it. He also passes along a request to Louisiana travelers.
Texas authorities have asked that you not do so through South Texas along I-10, because once you get into the state of Texas, I-10 becomes completely impassable in certain areas.
Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser says that impassibility means you shouldn't be impulsive in your desire to help.
Do not load up your car or truck and head to Texas. And also, if you're wanting to help with a boat, the Cajun Navy, don't just grab your boat and get on the highway.
Instead, Nungesser says,
go to volunteerlouisiana.gov and click on how to help.
There are volunteer opportunities listed, along with a list of organizations collecting funds and goods for Harvey relief. Governor Edwards adds,
mindful of how generous people were across the country last year when we sustained major flooding. If you're out there wondering what you can do right now to assist, I would encourage you to please make a generous contribution to the agency of your choice in Texas. That's what it means to be a good neighbor.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.